This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Frankly, I'd rather not be doing this show today because I've got to address an issue with a employee here at the radio station that I'd rather not deal with. I'd rather not be dealing with this at all, but my hands are tied, and this is why they're tied. It's Dimitri live and dangerously local, which means I tackle the local issues that no one in the media here in the Valley wants to touch. Well, East Ohio Regional Hospital, never-ending stories regarding the financial scandal and all that are ever-present. And now the latest is these poor people who are just trying to get their back pay have to go to federal court to try to get a better chance of trying to see some of their money from Doc Johnson and Harold or Ramsey and all of that. Well, the local contact who made it crystal clear on my show is the local contact happens to be Steve Novotny. For those who don't know, Steve Novotny is a great guy. He is a professional broadcaster who was on here on the, well, not on Big Willie, but on the River Talk Radio Network stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, 3 to 6 p.m. Make sure you tune in. Great guy, great show, lots of local issues. He is also, he also has a news blog, and he is just a local celebrity. He is also, unfortunately, God, I hate this, the spokesperson for East Ohio Regional Hospital, the local contact. I made that crystal clear on my show repeatedly, and I was just, it was killing me when he was saying that because I knew what was going to happen. It was opening up a can of worms. Now I've got to go to him. I've got to hold him responsible for everything with East Ohio Regional Hospital because he's the local contact. He could not have made this any clearer. But he works here. I don't want to have to deal with this. But I have to. It's Dimitri live and dangerously local, except for Steve Novotny. I can't do that. So my hands are tied. And I don't want people accusing me of covering for him for anything. He's a grown man. He can speak for himself. So I'd rather not do the show today. I'd rather not read to you the email that I sent him today regarding some really important questions. I'd rather not discuss the whole vacation issue. And I'll be more than happy to have Steve on if he wants to come on and talk about the about this stuff. But again, he's more than capable of talking about this on his own show. If he, oh my God, there he is now. Hold on, Lord, what do I do? Just a minute. Can I get him on Bluetooth? All right, hold on here. God, this stupid thing. Hello, well, hold on a second. Let me get you on Bluetooth. Hold on, Roadcaster. Okay, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, okay, Dimitri.
Good morning.
Steve Novotny. Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. Did you get my email?
I just got it, yeah.
Okay, great. Do you want me to read the email or just you just want to comment on it or what would you... I'll follow your lead. You're the local contact for East Ohio Regional Hospital.
That's what I called to let you know, Dimitri. I stopped being the local contact when I went on vacation.
What?
Yeah, as I explained, I was a subcontractor up to a point, went on vacation. My efforts were over because all my efforts were, you know, trying to get this outfit connected to the local media. I know that you called me the spokesperson. I've made no statements on the behalf of Harold Ramsey or anybody else. I've just tried to make contact.
Well, you were the local contact, so that means you're the local, were the local spokesperson. But okay, why quibble over this stuff? So well, why did you resign?
To be a local well, it was all understood. And then because of some of the problems and everything else, I agreed to connect these folks with local media because I knew everybody.
Right. And you were great at that. Yes.
I really did try. And yes. I know that you have said that, you know, you try to keep me out of it because people don't like me and things like that.
No. Do not. Don't you dare say that. I tried to keep you out of it because I knew that if you were the official local contact, not spokesperson, fine, that I would then have to be confronting you and asking you questions, which I don't want to do. You work here. You've got a show here Monday through Friday on the River
Understood.
Talk Network. And it was just like,
Understood,
that was the
Dimitri.
Last thing I wanted to do. The last thing.
A local contact, in my opinion anyway, is very different than a spokesman. But that's okay.
Fine.
But I saw your preview. I wanted to give you a call this morning. Just to let you know that I'm no longer the local contact or okay. anything else.
That's great. I did not get a news release from you saying that, by the way.
I did not
get a news release here. I'm operating under the assumption that you're still working with this Harold Ramsey character. Okay, now can you tell us the rest of the story regarding Harold Ramsey?
Well, and what I will tell you about Harold Ramsey, and I've met him only the one time when he was in the studio and all that. Nice man. And everybody that I have met, associated with the efforts of reopening, because that was really the reason why I got involved in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to bring more health care to the Valley, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I was reached out to by a friend that said, hey, can you help these people get in contact and stay in contact with the local media? You've been in it the longest, so on and so forth. So I agreed. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of court rulings. This last one it guarantees that the employees, if ever a bankruptcy is filed, that they get their wages. Too often, when bankruptcies, like I'll give you a perfect example, as you know and reported, I was involved with the Roxby thing until I quit.
Yeah.
About a year before everything hit the fan.
Yeah.
And I moved on to the River Network. Those employees never got paid.
The Roxby employees.
Okay, from Roxby. And I was one of them. You know, when I resigned in that April, about a year before the poop hit the fan, I was owed a lot of money. And I actually had dealings with the IRS, proving to the IRS that some W-2s that were sent out were false and everything else.
Oh, my God.
So those employees with Roxby never got paid. What this lawsuit, as I understand it, guarantees that those former employees are put to the top when and if a bankruptcy is ever filed. I don't know if it will be. I have no idea about any of that kind of stuff. But from what I understand, there's 7, 11, and 13, and this filing would put those former employees at the top of that list.
Yeah, but there's no money. Now, that the problem is they sucked all the money out. What do you know about this? These bill collectors from Calcutta, the Calcutta Collection Center, calling people, trying to suck more money out of the Valley. What do you know about that?
Don't know anything other than collection efforts were taking place, and when people were receiving phone calls, they didn't know what was going on, and then you asked Mr. Ramsey that question, and he said that they were associated with them.
Yeah, and then he said that they had stopped, that it was a mistake, but then I had a audio, because they had called me, one of these collection people, because I had reached out to them through their website, and I actually played that on my show. It was unbelievable. And the guy was such a liar, you could tell he was calling from India. He had an Indian accent, and I said, well, where are you calling from? I mean, how do I know this isn't a scam? And he said, he's calling from Wheeling. And I said, oh, really? Because I work in Wheeling. Where in Wheeling? He was stunned. He was stunned that I said that. So then he said, I work in Wheeling, Marshall County. And I said, oh, really? Wheeling, Marshall County. Have you gone to the Palace of Gold? Oh, no, I haven't gone there yet. There were such liars. Let me ask you this, Steve. Why did you quit? Why not still work for them, make the big bucks that you do when you are a spokesperson? Why did you quit?
Well, that's another thing that I wanted to correct you on. The compensation, it's not there. I agreed to do it because I was doing the social media for Bernie Albertini when he was in charge of East Ohio Regional. Wasn't paid by Doc Johnson. So I was simply trying to recoup some of that payment because I have my own hospital bills to pay.
Wait, don't bury the lead. Don't bury the lead, especially being the publisher of Lead News. Are you, Steve Novotny, telling us right now on Big Willie 105.5 that as the local contact for East Ohio Regional Hospital and this Harold Ramsey and Doc Johnson and whoever the else is involved with this thing, you never saw a penny from these people for your efforts?
No. I did. I was compensated as the local contact. But what I was trying to explain was that as the social media person for Doc Johnson and Bernie Albertini, at the end, I went unpaid for a couple of months. With Mr. Holy Ramsey and 360 Healthcare, I did receive some compensation, but you said big bucks, and that made me laugh. No, not big bucks, just a couple of bucks to connect one person to another. It was nothing big bucked about it. I wish it was, but it wasn't.
I want to make sure that it's clear in my own mind. So you are saying, Steve Novotny, that Harold Ramsey has not paid you all the money that he owes you now. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I am saying is that since all of the filings and everything, the people that have worked for 360 have not been compensated because of the filings. The most recent compensation, I should say.
Wait a minute.
Like there was, there was a payday a couple of weeks ago, and then the filing came out, and that put everything on hold.
All right. So when the filing came out regarding this federal court thing with the employees, that's when you no longer were paid by Harold Ramsey?
When I took off on vacation, it was agreed upon that my work with 360 was complete.
Okay. And so to make it clear again, Harold Ramsey paid you everything that you were owed.
No, I still am not paid by the former owner, Doc Johnson, for doing their social media.
Okay, but Harold Ramsey paid you everything that he owed you.
Except for the final compensation.
So he has not paid you for everything that he owes you.
I've not received the final compensation because of the filing. I think it was an injunction that the bank, that Belmont Savings Bank, filed that ended all
right,
of that.
Right, but Steve, what you're telling us then, and I think I understand it now, that Harold Ramsey, now who is the owner and has assumed all of the debt and everything connected with East Ohio Regional Hospital, this guy still has not paid you everything that he owes you, right?
True.
This is unbelievable. They don't even pay Steve Novotny. This Harold Ramsey, can you line up another interview with Harold Ramsey? I would love to have him back on and say, why aren't you paying Steve Novotny? Oh, that'd be a great interview. Can you do that?
I no longer do that.
Okay, send me his contact information. Hell, I'll do it. I'll do it on the air. Can you send me Harold Ramsey's contact? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I'll call this guy on the air to get him on the air and say, hey, why aren't you paying now even Steve Novotny? This is unbelievable. This is the savior of East Ohio Regional Hospital. He's not even paying you what he owes you. This is unbelievable to me. Hello? Oh, there you are.
What's most important?
You're breaking up.
Important
what?
In my mind is, I'm sorry. You know, what's more important in my mind, Dimitri, is getting more health care to the Valley. And again, I've heard some of your coverage, and then I went on vacation, and I'm not sure what you had covered during that. But
oh, it's incredible stuff. Yeah, absolutely incredible. And by the way, Steve, we got a hard break here. Can I hold you over here? Because I think the people need to hear your side regarding all of this, because this is all breaking news. This is all break. You're making news this morning, whether you realize it or not. I know you're very humble. I know you don't like the publicity and the spotlight, but you are making news. I've got a short break here. Can I hold you over, please?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Okay. More with Steve Novotny. You want to hear what's going on in the Valley? Breaking news left and right. Here it is. I wasn't even planning on this. My whole show has now changed. Stay tuned. More to come. Big Willie 105.5.